I am going to read from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, first one, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 and 9, if I can remember not to read what I crossed out. Now concerning food sacrificed to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Anyone who claims to know something does not yet have the necessary knowledge, but anyone who loves God is known by him. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I guess I was trying to be a little bit cute with my sermon title there, but we've got a heart and a greater than sign, and then a mortarboard representing graduation. So my thought here is love is greater than knowledge, because that's what Paul's talking about. We didn't read the whole passage. I didn't read the whole passage for this sermon, but it's all relevant to what Paul is saying. It may not be so relevant to us in our current context, because what he's talking about is eating meat. And, you know, we have these conversations about eating meat, not eating meat. Are you a vegetarian? You know, what kinds of meat do you eat? What sort of meat do you and don't you eat? What are you careful about when you buy it in the store? That sort of thing. But those are all nutritional or ethical or other concerns. And Paul is talking here specifically about religious concerns. And there's really not much relevance to the food discussion for us in those terms. So what I would like to present as an analogy is a marketplace, just like Paul is talking about, but not a food market specifically, so much as a craft fair, something like that. And you go to the craft fair, and there's an abundance and a diversity of items, and there's clothing, and there's jewelry, and there's plaques, and there's statues, and there's, you know, figurines, all kinds of things. And in that collection of stuff at the marketplace, you're likely to find a lot of religious symbols. You might find crosses or scripture plaques or icons or all kinds of things. You might find Stars of David. You might find Ankhs, items with yin and yang or prayer flags, all kinds of things from all kinds of different faith traditions. And you might think, oh, this is a really cool design. This is a really cool pattern. I think I'm going to buy this thing, whatever it is, whether it's a piece of jewelry, a piece of clothing, a rug, whatever. And so you buy it and you take it home. And I'm going to state the obvious here. If I am wearing a necklace with a Star of David on it, that does not make me Jewish any more than if somebody else wears a cross, that does not make them a Christian. It might be a sign that they are. It might be a sign that I am, but it is not necessarily correlated. And many people have no problem with this. I know a very Christian person whose wedding rings are yin and yang. And that's because they appreciate that philosophy. But there are some people who are really uncomfortable with that. Probably an atheist would not be comfortable wearing a cross unless it was worn in a defiant sort of a way. But some people will be really uncomfortable with having that image of another faith on their person, in their house, whatever. And that's okay. That's okay. So, when Paul talks about food, he's talking about the same kind of thing because the food in the market might or might not have come from the temple of an idol. And Paul knows, and he knows that his readers know that idols are not gods, and so it can't hurt them. Paul also knows and is reminding his readers that not everybody has that knowledge. And so he has this dichotomy here between knowledge and love. And he says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. So knowledge, this is the know-it-all, the person who knows from his father what the sins are and then immediately pins them on to the neighbor. Oh, you must be doing this, this, and this because these are sins, and I know all about these sins. Knowledge puffs us up in our own estimation. It makes us look bigger, at least to ourselves, maybe to others, I don't know. But love builds up. Love actually helps to promote growth and understanding in others, especially. And so, whereas knowledge puffs us up, makes us look bigger in our own eyes, love actually helps to build up others and make them more and bigger in that spiritual sense. Paul is not saying, as you might consider that vegetarians are weak. I mean, he actually talks about people who eat only vegetables are weak. And I wanted to say, wait a minute, I was a vegetarian for several years and I was very strong because I was swimming every day. No, he's not talking about that at all. He's talking about the fear that some people have of accidentally worshiping an idol without quite understanding what might happen from that. So it's the fear of worshiping the wrong thing. And Paul's concern is that those people who know that idols are not really gods might just say, I don't care what, where this meat came from. I'm just going to eat it. If, it's a nice leg of lamb. I'm just going to enjoy it. But then, if somebody says, "Oh, you know that that lamb was sacrificed in the temple of so and so," what's he going to do? He might just say, "Well, I don't care. I know it doesn't mean anything," and keep eating it. That other person might be really disturbed that this person doesn't seem to care. So, Paul's saying the loving thing is, oh, okay, I won't eat this. I'm really enjoying it, but I don't want to damage your faith where you are, even though I know better. This is really good news. It may be restrictive. We might think, well, okay, I can't eat what I want, I can't wear what I want, I have to be careful. Well, yeah, we do, because that's the loving thing to do. The other thing is that not everybody is super smart, and not everybody has all the knowledge. Not everybody has had the same opportunities to learn these things, to understand these things. But all of us have the capacity to love because we are children of God and God has put that into us. And loving means being in community with one another and being kind to one another and building up one another. And that's what he's talking about when he says, take care that this liberty, this knowledge, this freedom of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to those who have not reached the same level of faith that you have. Build them up rather than tearing them down. When I was in Santa Fe, I encountered the New Mexico Peace Choir, which I know some people here also know, are familiar with. And their, I guess their kind of signature piece, at least at the time, was a song about how we can be kind. There's a lot of things we can't do. There's a lot of things that we can't fix, but we can love. We can be kind. We can build others up by sharing the love of God with them. Thanks be to God.